Blog Talk Radio.
We decided to get together to do something, and we hope and meet your approval. Gloria, come up to the microphone if she's still there. Tina, come to the microphone. Dolores Washington. Inez Andrews. Clyde Brown as Inez's son-in-law. Reuben Lightfoot. Reverend Whitman. Barrett Sisters. Minnie Collier. Y'all get in your sections. Altos together. All right, y'all get some sections. Y'all know, just like the choir. Tenors get in the middle. All right, all the bass, all of y'all sing soprano tonight, okay? In the early 40s and 50s, a group of singers blazed a trail across this country. And in that group was a young boy named Narcellus McKissick, Eugene Smith, Robert Anderson, Willie Webb, Dolores Barrett, Bessie Folk, Sadie Durr. And they were all led by a great lady, Miss Roberta Martin. They had a theme song every time you saw the Martin Singers. They opened up by singing. Sing the second verse, Billy. Only a little.
you
one look will bring.
Come on, you can hear me say it.
We'll bring you
out.
Just to see his face, Reverend. Hallelujah. Oh, first give
yes,
all praise to God and our Savior, brother, our Savior, for one more day and one more year of ministry. You know, it's been 2 years to this day that we've been on ministry with God's plan. And we thank God
Amen.
For all the things he have done. And for stored on, man, we do it Monday through Friday. And we've been, God's been keeping us. And he's been holding us all the way through it. Even though the things had some trials and tribulation. But when you're doing something for the Lord, Reverend, there's always going to be that. So we thank God.
Yeah.
Because I believe in the songwriter. Only one look, Reverend.
Yeah.
That's what it took. One look to bring salvation. That's what it did. It brought salvation to us, and that's what the kingdom building is about over here. We try to present God's love, and without any kind of confusion, we take our time with it. And sometimes God allowed us to do a little conversion back and forth with one another, but most of the time it's Him speaking. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Really, I tell you, it's a good day. You know, tell me, we can actually say it's been 2 years. In ministry over here, and God been blessing
man.
Us. He, matter of fact, Reverend, I might as well just thank him in advance. He been paying for it.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, he guessed me on this one. He's been paying for
Praise
it.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
yes, sir.
And trust me, and he's been coming in, showing up, and showing out. We don't force nothing on nobody. We just present God's love. And when you present God's love like this, watch this, Reverend. He know how to come in. And bless, Reverend. I thank God, man.
Mm-hmm.
What you think about it, Reverend? You know, what you think about it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's so true. So true. I'm so glad that he provided all that we need. God has provided it, whether it was finance, whether it was wisdom, whether it was attendance, him listening in, him revealing. Him opening up the scriptures unto us, him unfolding. God has done it all. He gave everybody something to do. He gave someone to just stand by and pray. He gave to someone to teach. He gave someone to give comments. He gave someone to just have a listening ear. But God has done it all, and we thank Him for it. Oh, praise the Lord! He gave us Brother Dexter for a moment, but oh, hallelujah!
Yes.
But he still used him to connect us all together. So we thank God for that. We thank God for it. We've seen His work, and we've seen how He has blessed the church. So we thank Him in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to thank Brother Dexter's fiance is on, and I want to say this here, and I want to, if she could hit the one button, it'd be beautiful too. I wanted to say this here for, you know, we want to just thank God because He was one of the ones steered this ministry, because we was on the back line.
Mm-hmm.
Doing this, you know, and then him, what was that, Brother Dexter, Brother Wayne, they were conversing, and then all of a sudden they put us in there and we said we ought to bring it to the front line, make a blog talk out of it, you know, and we came together, all of us came together, and it came out, man, and I believe that was one of the things to prepare him to see Jesus. Oh, I know right about it, because he was so quizzing, you know, he was asking a lot of questions, man. How this, what you think about this? And he had so much innocence in it. And God was preparing him to be in rest. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So I thank God for, and I thank God for his fiance. You know, every time I reach out to her, she always come on in. You know, come on, even just the fellowship was just to listen. You know, we thank God for that, man. You know, because I know she's missing him. I know even his father had went on transition on, you know. And I know that family has been hurt for a while, you know what I'm talking about. But we know God is able, man. He's able to do what we can even imagine. He's been a mother to us, motherless, you know. Father to a fatherless man. Brother to a brotherless man. And we need this in such a time like this, Reverend. To have God on our side. I thank Him, man. I thank Him for this ministry. I thank Him for brother, all the brothers who participate. You know, we always open it up for one to come in and they have something in their heart or need prayer, or they might have heard something about a sermon or a song, or a testimony. It's always open to them. But we prayerful. We always ask you to be decent in order, because we don't do no arguing and fighting. We just try to love on each other. You know, time is so that we need to love on each other. We're not saying that no man or no woman can say anything. We're just saying, you know, we don't want no bickering and going and all that over here, because we try to keep God in. Amen? Reverend?
Amen.
Before we get in our lesson today, if anybody else want to testify of how God has blessed them or something that didn't encourage us on here, you can hit the one button and express your love.
Praise the Lord.
Brother Nutty?
Good morning. I just want to say,
good morning.
2 years, it has changed me a lot. I mean, a lot of you know me. A lot of you don't. But it has brought me to understand a lot about life. I have had some stumbling blocks and keep getting them. But one thing I got to say, and I want Dex's fiance to know, I still got the text messages. I still, when I open my phone, I see his big smile. If it wasn't Dexter questioning, Dexter talking to me and me talking to him, he helping me and I was helping him. I just want her to know he had a part of me being who I am right now to this day. I just want to know he's happy. And that's just all I had to say today, this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. You know, that's a beautiful testimony, because the brother, Brother Dexter said something to me a long time ago, right? And he said, my dad said, watch what table you eat off of. Son, watch who you listen the word to, watch it. Because a lot of people got their own perspective. They're very charismatic and persuasive, you know. He said, but watch. And God bless, man. He allowed us, he introduced Reverend and I to his dad. And I think that was an honor, man, that he did that. He allowed us to meet his dad, and we had a nice time conversing, you know. And I really believe that was the thing that broke the ice for him and God, because he wanted to let his father know, I am around somebody is teaching me, preaching to me what you've been telling me for all these years. I believe that, Reverend. You know, because he was excited, man. And God had to do something. God had to do something. A lot of us don't want to hear, but some people call it death. But we call it transition, because all it is you go into a rest. It's not a period there. He's in a better place and resting, you know. And God relieves him from all this earthly things that we wake up every day with. You know, some of us might not have the things he had when he was on here, but you got something that sometimes you just shake your head in the morning and say, this is another day, you know. But God allowed us to allow him for just a moment with us. But that moment was a powerful moment, you know. And that's why we just thank God. And I want to lift a word up to you this morning of when Jesus, because we believe in prayer, Reverend. Jesus was praying. He prayed for himself to his Father.
Yes.
And it's over in John chapter 17. I want to go there and because we want to lift a word up to you, encourage you, because that's what this ministry is about. That's why it even started, because we reasoned in the word. So we want to get in the word, Reverend, if time permits, we'll read as much as we can, you know. But I thank God for the Holy Ghost. You know, we don't never force nobody to do nothing. But if you don't get to come on right now, even after the sermon or the lesson, you can say something then, you know. Maybe something it would inspire you. Then when we try to convey God's love, that's all it's about. It's called, we use the word often, and it might be cliches, but it is kingdom building over here. We're trying to build up the kingdom of God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're trying to let man consider and amend their ways, if you can hear me good. We're trying our best to be that vessel, instrument, that when he called on, send me, Lord. So what we're doing, we're trying to reproduce Jesus Christ. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Reproducing Jesus Christ. What you saying, Brother Eric? What I'm trying to say, that you don't have to have a title like my brother and I, but what you have to have is a loving heart and want to see someone when they in out of God's way. And you conveying to them God's love, and you telling them there is a better situation that you can be in, brother. That's what you got, sister. This is what I'm gonna tell you about my life, you know. And you know what? And I'm gonna tell you something. It works. Hey, Reverend, it works. What I mean by that, Reverend, because I'm a prodigal of the change, you know. I can only speak for myself. I am a prodigal of the chain. I'm going to go somewhere. Here I go, Reverend. Here I go. I'm gone with this one here. Mm-hmm. Watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come so humble to you, Lord, with our hearts open up to thee, Lord. We thank you for waking us up early this morning and, Lord, starting us on our way, Lord. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown sins. Lord, we come before your throne of mercy. With our hearts open, Lord, with our cup empty, Lord, and ask you to fill us up. Lord, fill us up with your love. Fill us up with your patience. Fill us up with your humility. Fill us up with your presence, Lord. Then when man, children, woman see us, Lord, they see you, Lord. Lord, move in this lesson today. move, Lord, in this love that we have for one another. It just won't be words. It'll be an action thing, Lord, that you make it, the substance come to you, reality, Lord. So we ask you to move, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for this year that you gave us that we went through, Lord. And we had a lot of valleys, Lord. We had a lot of lows, Lord. But we know that, Father God, going through this journey, you're going to have some valleys, Lord. But it ain't how you fall. It's just how you get up. So we thank you how we kept getting up. And I always had a ram in the bush. Somebody that always stepped up, the one to teach, preach your word. Lord, I know we don't come often and we be soulful sometimes. But, Lord, bless the heart of your people, Lord. That they be more steadfast and unremovable, Lord. Let them know that, Father God, there's a heaven to gain and a hell to lose, Lord. So we carefully go in your word, Lord. Hide us behind the cross. Let the people hear you, Lord. Feel you. Move in their heart to want to do your will, Lord. Touch them in a mighty way. And this we ask in our mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Reverend.
Amen.
He's good.
Yes, sir.
He's good, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
He's better
yes,
than
sir.
Good, Reverend. If I had a word to give it,
yes.
I couldn't find it in a dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's right.
But since I'm there, Reverend, I cannot do that international word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for another day, Lord. Thank you for another day.
Yeah.
I see Brother Willie Dog, what you got there, man?
I just want to say good morning to y'all, brothers. Just want to say good morning to y'all, brothers, and God bless Brother Dexter. And want to say, man, a lot of people don't understand this ministry that y'all got going on. And I'm glad that y'all sticking with it and continuing it. And happy birthday to y'all on y'all's second year anniversary, because a lot of people think that you just come on in and just nothing. But this is just like another job. And it's a job that you don't get paid for. But technically, you do get paid, because you get paid by the Lord. The Lord and your Savior pay you by letting you come on here every day, Monday through Friday, to give this ministry to people that maybe need to hear it, but somehow they don't want to get to it until it's time, and it's too late for them to get there. And then when it's too late to get there, then they're gonna wish they had this ministry. So all I'm gonna say is, brother, I told you before, Brother Eric, I done told Brother Duddy when y'all even really didn't mention it to me, but I told y'all when I was doing it on my show that this is a job, and you have seen it becomes a job. It's an unthankful job, but it's a thankful job by the Lord, though. The Lord gives you your thanks, he gives you your praise, and he gives you the resources and the ability to continue to do it. And you, brothers, I want y'all to continue to do what you do, whether people like it, whether we got one member, two members, three members. We're doing it in the name of the Lord. And God bless y'all and continue the good work of the Lord. God bless y'all and happy birthday.
Listen to that growth. Well, I hear that growth. I hear that growth.
Sir.
What? He ain't too ignorant, man. Look at that growth there. You hear that growth, man? We receive that, Brother Will. We receive that.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for the prayers, brother. Love you.
Amen. Go ahead and take me out the queue just in case I slip off mute or something.
You know, that's what this ministry is about, man. I hear his growth, man. I've been around this a short time, but I hear his growth, man. You know, I hear his growth. And he's a faithful listener, too. Faithful listener, man. The man told us that he used to then wake up, because he retired, right? He used to then wake up around 11 or 12 his way, right? And now he gets up his way to get on the ministry every morning, man. That's what the ministry is about, man. We're not here to try to lift each other in praise, but we are here to lift each other and encourage one another. The day might not be your day, Reverend. But it might be mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Reverend, it might be your day, and I have to lift you. But that what he just said then, we needed that, Reverend. Because, man, we've been doing this thing, man. Brother Nutty and Brother Randy, when they can come out, you know. Brother D, when he come out, you know. We love Aunt Martha, since she's been on the team with us, you know, giving us that nugget, you know. We might get the names. Don't get us twisted. We might mess up sometimes, you know. But I want you to do one thing. Charge it to what? A head and not a heart.
Yeah.
We love all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love you. We love you all, you know. Just be in prayer with us. And, brother, that's awesome what you just said, man. We needed that, real, you know, to be encouraged.
Beautiful.
We're not doing it for no pat in the back. If you've been on this ministry with us, we're doing it 5 days a week, you know we got to love God. You know them. You know I'm at work doing this right now as we speak. Watch this here. Watch this, brother. John chapter 17, verses 1. Now, the record is Jesus now praying to the Father, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
He's praying to his heavenly Father. Yeah. You know, some people wrestle talk that Joseph was his father, but no. That's why when God impregnated Jesus, Mary, with the Holy Spirit, that's why he called him the Son of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit went in her and impregnated her and made him the Son of God. Now Jesus and walked this earth 3 years, brother. And he's about to transition. So this is when he comes to the Father. He said, these words spake Jesus and lift up his eyes. Watch this, brother. To where heaven. I'm reading from the King James, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let me do this one more time. These words spake Jesus and lift up his eyes to heaven and said, Father. Now watch that, brother. He's saying something right there, Reverend, because a lot of folks get this thing kind of bent up a little bit, you know. But he's praying to his Father, Reverend. He said, Father, thy hour is come. Watch this, Reverend. Glorify thy Son. I'm going to get through y'all. I just get happy when I think about the Word of God. He said that the Son also may glorify thee. Now watch this, Reverend. It's a difference here, Reverend. He was representing his Father on the earth. We're going to get there, too.
Yeah.
Right? He was representing his Father. So he said, he came down, wasn't received, and the people seen God in him and still rejected him. Help me, Holy Spirit. So you and I, Reverend, and anybody in ministry, going to be rejected sometime. Going to be rejected sometime. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. Going to be rejected sometime. Going to be rejected sometime. I know this because recently we've been rejected, right? So what I'm trying to say, I'm going to say it again. He said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may be glorified thee. I want you to, right now, I know I'm about to do something that the world is going to benefit from. It's going to benefit so much. It's like going to court. They sin. The wrong they did is going to be pardoned. But I want them to see it, Lord. So when you glorify me, and when they look at me, I'm going to spin it back to you, Lord, and they glorify you because you sent me. Help me, Holy Spirit. You sent me down here, and you helped me go through the things when sometimes my flesh probably was thinking something, but my spiritual man override it, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to be lifted up. Can I say that, Reverend?
Yes.
I want you lifted up. Now, watch what he said. Let me make sure I tie all this together. He said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also be made glorify thee. He said, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, help me, Holy Spirit, that he should give eternal life to as many, watch this, Reverend, as thou hast given him. He said, in this life, eternal, he said that they may know thee, an only true God in Jesus, whom thou hast sent. So we have to, we deal with the Trinity, right? We deal with the Trinity, right? We believe in the Trinity. We believe they are all one in the Spirit. But when you read this, you can hear the separation there. But they are in one Spirit. He said, when you see me, you see the Father. Because he does the Father's work. Help me, Holy Spirit. So now the Father is being edified because of his work. Now, that didn't work. Watch this here. That didn't work. Let's go to Matthew. Hold your finger right there, because I know I'm going to deal with something, and God wants me to deal with it. Let's go to Matthew right quick. If you don't, pin this in your writing. Matthew 5 and 14. This is all. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, look at what he said, Reverend. He said, 5 and 14, Matthew said, you are the light of the world. Help me, Holy Spirit. In a city that sets on a hill cannot be hide. Don't you say that, Reverend? Neither do a man light a candle and put it on a bushel, but on the candlestick, and giving light unto all that are in the house. He said, let your light so shine before man that we say that they may see your good work and glorify your Father that which is in heaven. That's what it comes down to, right? That's what it comes down to. We've been taught and know in grace that when someone said, man, I really appreciate you, how you conveyed that. Man, I thank you for helping with that. And we've been praying, knowing to know that, man, if it had not been for God to reason it with the word, if it had not been for God to open up the scripture and pull you out of that dark to see the light of that scripture, man, it wasn't me.
Yes.
It was God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me.
That's right.
Yeah, he said, they see you good work, Reverend. You're doing a pretty good job, Reverend.
Right.
I see you laboring. You're a
right.
brother. You're a brother, what they were saying. But then when it's all over,
mm-hmm.
we know it's the God doing this. He said it. That's why I said he growing when
That's
he was
right.
when he was testifying. You could hear with his testimony
mm-hmm.
that we know it is because of God. Man, he's paying for it. He's helping us get up every day to do this. See, Reverend and I do it 7 days a week. We do this thing 7 days a week. You know, and trust me,
yeah.
it takes God to give us the strength to keep doing it. Watch this. There's a word we
Thank
use, fortitude. He gives us that fortitude
mm-hmm.
to know how to stand on it and don't be wavered. That's how Jesus did. So he dwells in us. So we represent God. As representing ambassadors of God, what happened here? You're gonna be ostracized. You're gonna be talked about. You're gonna be misunderstood. And sometimes you just ain't
mm-hmm.
gonna be. They just ain't gonna understand you at all. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I thank God. Watch the ministry right now. Look at the ministry. Look at the ministry. So I can finish this thing up. So I can make it sure you understand. He said, in this life. Eternal, that they might know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I want to tell you, brother, it's a lot of gods running around there. It's a lot of people running around there. And I found out one thing just in love, that he was made evidence through Jesus Christ that he was God, the omnipotent God, the omnipresent God. Can I go somewhere? Jehovah God.
Mm.
he was a
yeah.
provider, man. He was Jehovah Nissi. He told one man to a mountain, right? His name was Moses. And as he was going to the mountain, he went to Moses and told Moses this here. He said, I want you to go to Pharaoh. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want you to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go. But before you go, Reverend, let me prepare you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to go before because you ain't prepared yet. So let me tell you so I can speak something in your spirit, Reverend. So this is what he told him, Reverend. He said, Abraham and unto Isaac and unto Jacob. This is Exodus chapter 6:1-6, right? He said, they know me, Almighty God, but they don't know my name, Jehovah. He said, what he's going to do, he's going to take the hand of Pharaoh and allowed him to chastise the children, and he allowed them to release the children. He said, I am the Lord. That's what he said, brother. So what
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to tell you, this thing that we're doing right now is about kingdom building. God going to put us in some situation, not for us right here, right now. Some of us probably know what I'm reading now, but probably can recite what I'm saying. But it's for the ministry of kingdom building. The Bible said the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. You don't have to have a PhD to do this here. Help me, Holy Spirit. All you got to have is the Holy Ghost.
mm-hmm.
That might get you laid low, man. You hear what I said, man? You don't need
yes, sir.
You don't need no master or bachelor's degree. You don't really know. I'm telling you, bro. Because Paul said it. Paul said, I've sit under a man can recite the word and explain it so good. He said, but what I'm doing right now, it didn't come from that. It can come from that teacher. It came from the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me get home, man. Let me get home. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now watch this, brother. O Father, glorify thou
mm-hmm.
with thy own self. Heavenly Holy Spirit, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifest thy name unto me, Heavenly Holy Spirit, which thou gavest me out of the world. And thou were, what do you say, Reverend? And thou givest them me, and they that have kept thy word. Now, I'm going to back up, y'all.
Yes.
They have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me of thee. See, here we go, y'all. But, he said, for I have given unto them the word which thou givest me. Help me, Holy Spirit. They have received them and have known surely that I came out of thee, help me, Holy Spirit, that they have believed that thou sent me. Boy, I'm in the book, y'all. Jesus came and fulfilled the scripture. Let's back up again. Let's back up the Matthews again, y'all. Let's back up in 5 again. Can we do that one more time? 5 and 17. Let's do that one more time. I like the hard cover. You might hear me turn my pages, y'all. 5 and 17. Look what it said. 5 and 17. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, to heaven and earth, what does it say? Pass. One jot, one tittle should no wise pass from the law to what? All be fulfilled. Reverend, this is where he at right now. He came. That's why we know we don't live under the law. See, the law was, it tells you about your transgression, and it has nothing to save you. Help me, Holy Spirit. It can show you you're wrong, but it wasn't nothing there to save you if you believe in salvation, if you believe in eternal life, if you believe that once you leave this earth here, there's another place that you're going to live forever. Whether it is in heaven or hell, it's up to you to choose that. It's up to you to wrestle with that. But let me tell you something. It's true because the Bible is real. That's what I believe in. Reverend, now watch this.
Yes.
He said that he came to fulfill the law and the prophet, because the prophet spoke about him. They prophesied about him.
Yes.
They said it's going to be one come amongst you. Reverend, he said it's going to be one come amongst you, just like you. And he's going to lead us. He's going to be our Messiah. And the Messiah means what? Savior. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
And he's going to help us see this light that a lot of us struggle with, being in the dark. Now watch this here. It doesn't make us perfect. We imperfect people. We make mistakes every day. Pulpit on down. Or pulpit on up. However you want to present it. We make mistakes every day. It ain't how you fall. It's how you get up. But it keeps us humble because we know we have to repent. And repent is not a 360. It's a bow of faith. If I can do it like this, 180 degrees. You stop.
Right.
Then you get somewhere where someone can help you. We always tell when we bring loved ones in and we offer them to come in, to fellowship, because they never know, they never walk alone. Then we offer, say this here, Reverend, that get somewhere where the Bible's been taught and preached. Watch this, Reverend. Not just that it's been lived. Someone's walking with it. Someone's trying to live what they preach and teach. Because you can go anywhere and somebody can tell you some words out of the book. Help me, Holy Spirit. You can go anywhere. Somebody can convince you what the word means. And somebody can give you a philosophical application. You can go anywhere and get some theory. You know what I'm talking about? But what we're talking about, real life stuff. Reverend, I shut my finger in the door one day, Reverend. You know what I did? I said, help me, Holy Spirit. That hurt it. You know what I'm talking about? It hurt it bad. Man. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, Reverend, it's real. The same thing when you bump your head, Reverend. It's real. Holy Spirit.
Yes,
so
yes,
life is real. You're going to go through some things. You're going to go through some mishap. These are things we can't miss, Rev. That's why we at the point we are right now. We are Brother Woodall said it right. If it ain't but one of us over here, I'll help you, Holy Spirit. If it ain't but two of us over here, we're filling scripture now. Scripture said, well, there are two or three touching the green in my name, brethren. He said, I will be in the middle. You hear me? So we don't look at numbers, but we look at the ones that are faithful to him. Because he said right there, he said, so I can be glorified. So man can see that you brought me in here. The word I speak is from you, my Heavenly Father. That means Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, they are one because he does the will of his Father. Is that right about it, Rabbi? In the beginning, what was it? In the beginning, what did he say, Rabbi? It was the Word, right? What did he say? The Word was?
Was the Word.
What did he say? And the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
Sir.
The same was in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this, Roger. Mm-hmm. Watch this now. The same was in the beginning was with God. All things were made by him. And without him was, he said,
not anything made.
You know what I'm saying? He said, in him was life. And what's it? And life was the light of man. And the light is shining in darkness. And darkness comprehend him not. So that going to be some people just ain't going to understand it, bro. This thing here is far. You can't go nowhere. And we define words, right? I got dictionaries. I keep it because I want to be able to be a good student of the word, right? And I want to be able to be a good tool of the word. So I want to see what that word means, and especially if I can't halfway pronounce it real. You know what I mean? I got to see what it means.
So
you know, but then God help me pronounce it, right? But what I'm saying is I don't want to get earthly smart. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't want to have the knowledge of earth, if you understand what I'm talking about. I don't want to be lifted up that he's a very smart man. You know what I'm talking about? Because Jesus used ordinary people in his ministry. Oh, I know him right about it. He went and got fishing, tax collectors. Hey, Reverend, the people didn't know how to do what the everyday average little bloke would do, go fishing and make money. And he took them people and made them out of fisherman man. Oh, I know him right about it. And watch this, because it keeps us humble. You use a humble person from the start, Reverend, and changed him and made him do God's will. Jesus was that one, came down. This is what the ministry is about. The ministry is to allow Jesus to come in your heart, not us, Jesus in your heart. That's why we play that song, Only One Look. Don't look at us. Look at God. What I say to them, now, we should be the examples, right? We should be the one that, you know, some people like, maybe Charles Barkley might be their hero. Maybe Kareem, what's his name, Jabbar, might be your hero. Maybe your favorite athlete might be your mentor or something, you know what I'm talking about. They got some good and they got some bad. But let me tell you something, focus your eyes on somebody who can help you eternally. Focus your eyes somebody can show you, just like he said he did for the Father. I've done it. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be glorified because of what I've done. But watch this here.
Yeah.
Because you gave me the tools to do it. And that's what he's telling the Lord. Now, since you've been glorified, I'm ready, Lord. That's what he's telling. He's telling his Father, he's ready, brother. I'm ready now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to be offered up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And for time permit, that's why I want to kind of stay there for a minute. I want you to know all our resources come from him. It comes from the Lord Savior. We cannot do what we do without him. We love teaching and preaching, but we also love receiving his word and live his word. Not saying we're perfect, but saying this here, we love, because some of us know that if it had not been for him, we'd be crazy right now. You know what I'm talking about? We'd be doing some crazy stuff right now. But I thank him for the love he has for us. I thank him for how he has been upholding the God's plan. I remember Brother Nutty, man. Over a few years, I remember he started walking out like he did, you know. Not saying he's perfect, right? But I know I hear him growing in God. God can use that. God can take that vessel and use that and make it the benefit of him. I know he can.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about? And watch this here. Mm-hmm. I might try my best to explain what I'm doing right now, and probably one person got it, Reverend. You hear what I'm saying, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
One person.
Mm-hmm.
What the book said about that one person, Reverend, he said, if you reach one person, the angels in heaven rejoice when one soul comes in.
Yes.
That's what it's about.
Yes.
Now, watch this, Reverend. Watch this, Reverend. Now, you probably can do it and get 10,000. Whatever the number is, let it be God get the glory. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Panned
out. Let God be good. That's what that is meant to draw. We try to draw people to have God conscious. You know what I'm talking about? Think about God.
I know
this sounds crazy to you, but do you believe this? I believe he's coming back. I really believe he come back. Watch this, brother. If he don't come in our time, we all have to transition out of here. Let me use this for clarity.
Right.
Death is going to happen. Death is going to happen. We're not exempt of good or bad. Death is going to happen. Where will you lie if he come? Where will you lay if he come right today? What you going to wrestle with? What you going to be in eternal life at? This is what this ministry is about. Eschatology, look it up. It is the end time. We teach and preach about he can come right today. Where are you at? We don't teach that candy stuff. We don't preach that candy stuff. We're not telling you going to get rich. We ain't got no prayer cloth for you. We got Jesus. That's all. Help me, Holy Spirit. Anybody can come over here and speak. Anybody can give a word to God. And watch this here. Because we believe God would not let nobody open that mic up and would disturb this ministry. We believe that. Oh, I know I'm right about it. They say, you sound crazy, man. Oh, I know I'm right about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's peace over here. No, I'm not saying the adversary ain't around, lurking around, but he has no place here. See, what God is, the devil flee. I know I'm right about it, because we say in the name of Jesus. When we hear foolishness, we have one other day. He came in kind of sideways. He was on With a Dog on ministry the other day, too. He was there talking about somebody had his wife, and he was mad at her, and he wanted to do something. That was that same person, right? He came over here talking about abortion, you know. He came over and we believe, we pro-life, you know. I'm going to speak for myself. I'm pro-life, you know. But I don't wish no bad on nobody. I don't think God should kill nobody, you know. That's God's business.
Right.
You know, I pray for that we can minister to them to change their mind, you know,
I
know some things come up, rape. I understand some come up, somebody overtaking them, they wouldn't want that. But that's between them and God. But if you ask me, the Bible said thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not kill. That means you are anybody. Thou shalt not kill. But the Bible says you can be forgiven. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah, I know right about it. We don't teach killing. We don't preach killing. Preach love. But if something happened in that order, the Bible makes that you can ask for forgiveness, but you have to be sincere with it. You have to be honest with it. You can't play with God. You can fool me, but you can't fool him. So what I'm saying is only unforgiven sin is blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to leave it alone after I say this one here because I went down that road. The reason why I say that, blaspheming the Holy Ghost, what is that, Brother Eric? That is when someone, after he or she was serving God and turned away and said, there is not a God. He and she is blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus said you can blaspheme him, but not the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost will tell you and try to give you a way to not to do that. And you turn from that and say, there is not a God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you say that, you are now in form of a what? Blaspheme. And it's an unforgiving sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. So we ask you, be careful when you say that. Be very careful what you say, son, because you could be heaping coal on your head. Then I think for ignorance, ignorance is a word that we call lack of knowledge. Is that right, Real? Lack of knowledge, right?
That's right.
That if you don't know it and you do it, I prefer that I believe he's not going to hold over your head. But once you know, once you done taste the heavenly gift, once you done receive the Holy Ghost and you do it, brother, sister, you rejected God in the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Now, I didn't want to end it there, but evidently he must want to tell somebody that. But I want to let you know that we thank you, everyone, for coming out. We thank you for coming listening to the ministry. We ask you to keep us in prayer. you know, and we ask you to always, if you want to come on, we on Monday through Fridays. We come on Central Time 8, Eastern Time 9, and we'll have the length of time is on how the operation of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it might not be for 30 minutes. Sometimes it might be 2 hours. You know, most majority of the time it'd be about an hour. You know, truthfully, you know. But we ask you to keep us in prayer, and you're always willing to come over. Now, if you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sin, if you got a problem and you want to turn your life over to Him, we're here to pray with you. Give God your heart, and let us be with you and pray with you and minister to you to help you along the way. Now, if you fell away from the Lord, it means you knew Him and you backslide. Come back to Jesus. We are here to pray with that too. And watch this, Reverend. He loves you more than you ever can do. Ain't nothing you did to him that he won't come in. Well, I told you one way he won't, and prayer for you hasn't done that. But let me tell you this here. He's here. We believe he's here to open all his heart to anyone on this line. So I'm going to say this again. If there's anything said, Reverend, if there's anything misunderstood, we're here to try to clear it up. You can hit the one button for that too. If you like something, you want to hear something different in that scripture that we read or some other scripture, you can hit the one button. We'll try our best to explain it. Now, if we don't get it to you right now, we don't want to be ignorant to say something ignorant to you. We'll say, can you let me pray about it and get back to you? You know, don't think we don't know the word, but sometimes things God might want not opening on the public forum like this. Help me, Holy Spirit. So you can do that. Hit the one button. So you can hit the one button anytime. If Rebbe have anything to say, you can. It's open up for you as well. You know.
Praise the Lord. I have a prayer request, Rebbe. And Martha sent in. She said her neighbor of 36 years, Linda, died last night. She asked for prayer for the neighborhood and the family. I believe.
She's been listening with her.
Yes, sir.
That's
in the name of
Jesus.
God transitioned her own. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Praise the Lord.
God's getting us ready. And she's been listening to us for
yes,
a while.
Sir.
Her name, Arthur, was she called and her mother would put her on a three-way with her, you know, come on, they listen.
Yeah.
Even really right before the pandemic, right at the pandemic, they would say this would be their church. And so, you know, they physically don't go, so they listen over here. And then she participated every time, though. So, yeah, we're going to pray with that whole entire community.
Praise the Lord.
What you say, Belinda?
Yeah, Linda.
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 Yeah, God bless, man. We're gonna pray for Aunt Martha, Sister Martha, too, as well, because I know she's over
there.
So we're gonna pray for that too. And if anybody else, you know, want prayer, we do that too. We pray too. What you got
praise
there,
Lord? Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. We talked about the prayer in our lesson today, and we thank God, and a lot of people don't realize that prayer is communication with God. And I've been thinking about this for 3 weeks now, that God allowed this communication, you know, and the only thing he wants is a sincere heart. You know, don't just go to him when you want something, you know, but go to him, have that fellowship, have that relationship, talk to him. He wants to hear from you, not only in tribulation, but before tribulation comes, he wants to hear from you. God loves you. He wants to communicate with you. Oh, I feel his Holy Spirit. So we thank God. We thank God for, you know, God is listening, even right now. He's listening, and he wants to be a part. Let him in. You know, he wants to be a part. So why not?
Yeah.
Why not let him in? and really start to live. Start to experience God, and you'll understand the joy of us wanting to sit down and reason in His Word. You'll understand. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. You know, she had to leave, right? Patricia, you know, that's all Dexter's fiance, right? She said, thank you for all so much of remembering the love of Dexter. His impact on this world is everlasting because he has touched so many of us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's so beautiful because, Reverend, you know, Brother Willie, you probably understand me. Unknown. Sometimes people put people in your life. Maybe not that long. And they make an impact. I don't even know. I never even talked to that brother unknown, you know. But I heard a lot of wisdom come out of him, Reverend. You know, and he was a peacemaker. You know, I heard a lot of stuff I was hearing from him. And I hear her talk about Dexter. Dexter was like that, too. You know, he didn't mean no harm on nothing, you know, because he loved God, man. He wanted to understand God, you know. And she, you know, just her getting on, that, you know, she's a school teacher, right? So she had to get on. But this, that right there, this is what we do, the ministry that we do. It starts your day off, you know, and knowing us that you could be here today and gone today. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we want you to know. Get the fellowship with them, brother. Get a fellowship.
Yes.
With them, brother. Get it, and don't leave him because the adversities of life. Stay with him. You don't have to know everything to get to heaven. You don't have to, but you need to know him and have a relationship with him. You know, you do need that.
Yes.
Again, we leave the door open.
Yes,
the door. What you got, nothing?
When you got to talk about Dixon, I thought about, you know, how the show started, and when he passed, how we couldn't, he was the one to put all the songs on the show and stuff, and we was like, we was lost. We was lost because we didn't know how to do it, you know. And he had a lot of songs that he loved to hear. And one of them, me and him talked about Stretched Our Hand Out the Deep.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, he played some of the older, old church songs. Ask me, what you know about that, Daddy? What you know about that? What you know about that? He just had a joyful spirit, man. I just thought about that. We figured it out, Nick. We figured out how to put the songs on there. We got it.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, God bless, man. You know, people, you don't never want them. you just don't, you know, it's a lot of pain, you know what I'm talking about? Because people remember a lot of pain, but it also is a lot of joy, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
If you got good memories, you know what I'm talking about? I don't know but good about it when I went around, you know. If I did have some bad, it was probably because of me. You know what I'm talking about? That's how I look at it. I don't be like pointing back at somebody because sometimes, you know, we are our worst critic, Reverend, you know.
Yes.
You know, but yes, God's
sir.
Good, man. Faithful, too. He is very faithful to the ministry God has blessed, you know. I believe he spoke today, too, Rev. Yeah.
Yes,
really sir. Again, if it's somebody that wanted to be able to say anything, you can before we transition off today, before we go in prayer, you know, you can hit the one button and maybe with somebody bless you today, you know. I keep getting a message about a young man, you know, on Facebook, you know, to mine, and he awesome sent a lot of encouragement stuff to us. He'd be at work, but he can't interject, you know, and converse with us, but he said he'd go back and listen to it. So he can listen in peace and quiet, you know, because I'm perfect out there right now, you know, and we thank God for it.
Praise the Lord.
on Brother Maul. Brother Maul, we appreciate you, Brother Maul. Brother Maul on too. You know, we appreciate you brothers coming out, man, to enjoy this what we call kingdom building for each other, man. You know, we believe in the book that earns top of the earn. Yeah, we believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's what we're the ministry about. We don't want to shower you a lot of words. We just want to shower you with Jesus, you know. Shower you with his love.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to fool your mind up with a lot of stuff for us. We want to fill you with the love of God. So when you leave, we want you to say, I had a good experience over there. I learned something. I can apply this to my life. This is what we want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Take it to your children. Take it to your wife. Take it to your husband. Take it to your job. Take it to yourself. You know, I like it when I get through the ministry, I like to let it absorb a little bit so it'll help me because we're going on spiritual high. You know what I'm talking about? And that spiritual high is so high that you don't want to come down sometimes. But in real life, you do kind of chow them back down a little bit. But I believe you spoke today.
Yeah.
You know, I really do. You know, so we, again, before we go in prayer, we want to see if anyone need, I want to say something before we go. For the record, you know, all you got to do is hit the one button. If not, you know, we don't force nobody. We just say thank you for coming out, you know, and keeping the ministry prayed up, you know. And we thank y'all for coming out. If you have anything else, Rip?
Yes, sir. No, sir, I did just remember, pray for Aunt Martha and her neighbor that passed, Linda.
You got it, man. You got the prayer. You got it, man. Hey, Rev, I pray for, in the name of Jesus, hey, Rev, pray for Patricia, man. Dexter's fiance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That family,
praise
too. Yeah, and pray for the ones that, let's put it like this. Just pray for the ones. I ain't gonna do that, but just pray. You know what I'm talking about? Just pray. I think you might catch my drift. This ministry is not a one voice ministry. Like one voice you hear is a one voice in unity. If I can say it like that, can give it. Brother Reverend Henry can get it. Randy, if they be on, they can get it. Brother D.V. on, he can get it. Brother Tim on, he can give it. You know it. If somebody on here feel like they want to testify, they can do it. We don't close the mic on nobody. You know what I'm talking about? But we ask you to be in prayer with us, though.
Mm-hmm.
Rev, put that in prayer, Rev. Put that in prayer for us.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. As we go to God in prayer, Father, we come humble before thee. With thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you, Father God, that you blessed us another year. Thanking you, Father God, for we realize that it has been you. Father God, we want to just ask forgiveness for all our sins, those that we know of, those that we know not of, transgressions, oh, Father God. We ask forgiveness for, Father God, and clarity of mine, a clean, pure spirit, Father God, going forth, Father God, with one thing in mind is that, Father God, we give the word as you would have it be given and clear the way, Father God. Remove any hindering things, Father God, so your word, your glory, and your majesty may go forth, Father, with only you receiving glory, Father, none for ourselves, Father God, for we realize the knowledge that we have, it is because of you. Revelations we have, it is because of you. The anointing we have, it is because of you, Father God, for you cleaned us up and you made us just what you have us to be. Continue to shape us, make us, Father God, and mold us. And again, we ask for that you bind hindering spirits that would hinder what you have for us in God's plan. We pray that thy will be done, Father God. We also ask for prayer for Patricia, Father. Oh, Father God, continue to heal her spirit. Heal her. Oh, Father God, she at a great loss, Father God, but you, she still, hallelujah, she know you continue to comfort her, strengthen her, and give us the things that she need, and bless her on a job that she teach. Oh, Father God, bless her to teach minds. Hallelujah. We realize all wisdom, all knowledge, hallelujah, comes from you. So let it flow, Father God, through your child. Hallelujah, that you will bless. We thank you for it, and we love you. In Jesus' name, also we ask prayer. Hey, Martha and her strength, Father, bless her. She lost a loved one, a neighbor of 36 years. Oh, Sister Linda, we ask continued prayer, Father God, for the family. Oh, those that bereaved in heart, those that may have questions, unasked questions, we ask you to answer them, Father God, for your loved ones, to give them strength for their community, all the neighborhood, Father God, and feeling the loss. We ask, Father God, that there may be a void there, but you fill the void. We ask it of you in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, seducing spirits, we bind them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for revealing. Remove any, oh, Father God, any tricks of the adversary, and let thy will, let thy way, oh, hallelujah, be done. Let it grow in the name of Jesus. Let us all grow in you with a closer walk with you, Father God, that we may show a dying world that you yet live, that we may glorify our Father which art in heaven, that we may let our life shine and not hide our light, but be thankful and proud of what you have done in us, Father. Oh, let us pray and not be ashamed, Father God, of you, but let it shine abroad, Father God. So as we lift you up, you may draw men unto you, men and women, children, boys and girls unto you, Father God, for your glory and your honor, Father God. Continue to bless us, Father God, as we try to be what you would have us to be. Oh, Father God, and not be complacent, but want to grow more and more and love you more and more. And as we love you, bless us to love one another. Oh, Father God, oh, remove the spirit of backbiting. Remove the spirit of, oh, Father God, of want to be contrary. Remove the, oh, Father God, things that would hinder your ministry. This is your ministry. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. Thank you for blessing us to be ambassadors, participants, Father God, for blessing us to be in vessels in the name of Jesus. Again, we thank you for this milestone that you allowed us to reach 2 years. May we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor over the airways, this worship service that you've given us where you allow us to sit down and reason in your word. We ask you continued success of it, Father God. Let it be what you would have it to be, and bless our lives to so shine. Bless us to be examples. Thank you for the message and the messenger on this day. In Jesus' name, we pray and we ask it all, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray and bless your reality, your reality, your reality to be shown. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you, Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
Praise the Lord.